You're listening to SBS News.
14 years ago, a speech that all of Australia listened into.
For the pain, suffering and hurt of these stolen generations, their descendants and for their families left behind, we say sorry.
It was directed particularly to the stolen generations, whose lives had been blighted by past government policies of forced child removal and assimilation. But for some First Nations survivors, the apology was too little and came too late. Ruth Hegarty is one of the tens of thousands of children taken from her family during the stolen generation years. For her, 80 years later, the pain is still raw.
It meant nothing to me. When you say sorry, you're promoting something. And nothing happened. We've been fighting injustice all our lives.
The memories of Ms. Hegarty's time at Cherbourg Aboriginal Missions in the 1930s, where she was trained as a servant, still haunt her.
I said we were like, poor as crows, I guess. If you grew up in the dormitory and then we went from the dormitory, I married a mission man. And the same sort of things were happening there in the mission. You know, the government had control. They controlled us, controlled the wages and every other thing.
In an interview with SBS in January, marking the release of the 2001 Cabinet Papers, former Liberal Prime Minister John Howard said he stood by his decision not to offer an apology.
The idea of one generation apologising for the acts of another is an empty gesture. If you apologise for your own behaviour, that has meaning. But I think it's a very empty thing for one generation to say, well, we apologise for something that was done by other people. That's, to me, meaningless.
But Mr Rudd has condemned the former PM for not using his political influence to help make amends.
Mr Howard has a strong voice within Conservative Australia. His continued opposition to the apology does not help the cause of reconciliation with Indigenous Australians long term. It would be enormously important for the country for him to change his position, support the apology, and therefore support closing the gap for the future.
Australia's current leader, Prime Minister Scott Morrison, has marked the anniversary in Parliament.
Such a path of forgiveness does lead to healing. It does open up a new opportunity. It does offer up release from the bondage of pain and suffering that no simple apology on its own can achieve.
Scott Morrison's comments were considered insensitive by some organisations and survivors, who feel that the burden of forgiveness for the pain and suffering should not rest with the stolen generations. Labor has acknowledged that more work needs to be done. Labor MP Linda Burney says the apology was a milestone.
It was not the sentence that ends the story. It was a way marker in a century of work, a marker that shows how far we have come, that showed us what we can achieve and how much further we have to travel.
First Nations woman Pat Turner has been a public servant and fierce advocate for Indigenous rights for many decades, working alongside governments to develop the Closing the Gap strategy. She says there remains a long road ahead to achieving true national reconciliation.
Saying sorry to First Nations peoples was an important event, but it was only one step. Until all the stolen generations are properly compensated, there is too much left undone.
Ms Turner still hopes for action that almost a decade and a half later will speak louder than words. Brooke Young, SBS News.